Dave and Doreen on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
Time to go through the inbox right now. And by the way, if you want to get a hold of this radio program, there are so many ways to do it. Doreen, you want to run it down?
Call us, 414-799-1965. That is our text number as well. So you can text us, you can Facebook message us, email us mornings@wklh.com.
All right.
Check them all.
Jeff wrote in, and we had yesterday during Dairyland Dumbasses, some dumbass scammed this poor guy out of literally thousands of dollars. And I think it was like $4,800 he had sent. And it was one of those scams where, you know, his son was allegedly arrested and needed money. And fortunately, they stopped him from sending any more. But still,
it's just so easy.
That kind of led us to talking about how these scams using artificial intelligence have really kind of reshifted and refocused the whole world of scams because they sound so legit. They're so accurate.
Yeah.
And all they need is a little piece of audio from maybe a TikTok video or anything. And that's all AI needs to recreate a voice.
Right.
And you've heard it. You know, we've played stuff for you before. And Jeff wrote in after that, and he said, I just heard the Dairyland Dumbass update. That was yesterday. And AI is as bad as all of you say. In fact, you guys play those AI presidents. And honestly, I don't think it's funny because something happened to me. It was my ex, quote unquote, ex on the phone saying our daughter passed away. Thank God I had enough brains to call my ex and ask her about it. And it was not her. It did not happen.
Wow.
And Jeff also said, I can remember the clip you guys played from the lady who used to work for you. And she played a clip of herself done by AI.
Yeah.
And Ashley. She proved it. She says, remember, AI could replace you guys.
I know.
Think of what it can do to you and your family. As it did to mine.
Oh, I know. It's scary.
Very scary. Then we talked about employees washing hands yesterday, how an overwhelming majority of employees admit to not washing hands.
And now they're making it so they have to.
Nancy from Allenson said, I found these signs in a restaurant bathroom. The second one was actually in a stall at a Piggly Wiggly. I like the fact that they actually have a list of things not to flush. Please be gentle, flush only, and then it says do not flush paper towels, wipes, Q-tips, hopes or dreams. All right, this is another Nancy. This is Nancy from Kenosha. Morning crew. I ran across this interesting post about a gentleman approaching his 100th birthday, and he's trying to discover 99 new things.
Aww.
And that made me think of Doreen. She could be discovering things until she's 99, just like this guy. His name is Lou. Love to listen. Thanks for brightening my mornings. Nancy from Kenosha. So you could be doing this for many more years.
I could be. And I would love to. I have so many things I have yet to get to. And things that I didn't even know that I wanted to get to. Like when we were in the Dominican, we happened to be at Monkey Land. And then after Monkey Land, they take you to a demonstration on coffee and chocolate.
Right.
And they took the cocoa bean right off of the tree. So there were certain ones that were ripe and certain ones that weren't. They took a ripe one. He smashed it open in front of us. And then inside are all these slimy white cocoa beans.
Right.
And he says, who wants to try one? And lots of people tried them, but I was like, oh, I have to, because he said you suck on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes like mango.
Right.
And then don't bite into it, he said, because it's pure cocoa and it's
bitter,
really bitter. So it's like, unless you want that bitter, don't bite into it. He said, you just suck on it. And then for the sake of this demonstration, throw it back into the forest and it will grow again, or so we hope anyway. And so he came around. You, I noticed, did not try one.
I did not.
I did. It couldn't have tasted more like a mango if it were a mango. Like, I could not believe it. So it's this white, slimy, weird bean that you suck on, and then it somehow becomes chocolate down the way.
It's just insane to think, like, how many steps. And they showed us all the steps that are necessary to make chocolate.
The smashing and the roasting and the however.
We just kept all of us that were there from, we were all like together going, who figured this out?
Right.
And then one of our listeners said, remember, they didn't have tablets and they didn't have iPads and iPhones back in the day. So.
But true.
This was their entertainment, I guess.
But right. But
you suck on this. What does it taste
like?
Right.
This one's your try. Let's see if you die. You first.
Yeah.
You know, Bob had the last one. We know what happened to him.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right.
Crazy. Yeah. So this was the chocolate before they then turn it into the nibs, which is then how they make chocolate out of it, which was fascinating.
It was fascinating.
So that is that Doreen Discovers will be up there. There's also, you can find them on Instagram at DOREENE. 965 WKLH. Also the jam band. That's a Doreen Discovers as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I didn't play an instrument in that.
No, but you sang.
I did.
You sang.
I shouldn't have.
We actually have a couple of emails. And by the way, you're doing something tonight too, right?
Tonight. Oh, yes. Please. Thank you for letting me speak. This is not a Doreen Discovers because I actually did a Blue tending last year, but it's for charity. I will be bartending at Blue, which is the bar on top of the Pfister, tonight starting at 5:30. It's the Big Hair Blue Tender fundraiser. So I'm going to make my hair as big as I possibly can. It's a fundraiser for MS. My girlfriend, Erica's mom, had MS, and now she does this fundraiser every year, and she asked me if I would help out, and I absolutely will. So come, spend some money, have some fun, donate.
So are you going to bring pictures in of your big hair?
I will. Although I cut my hair.
You did.
And so I don't know how big I can get it, but I'm going to try my best. So tonight at Blue, please join me.
Back to the trip to the Dominican.
Yes.
This one came in. This woman, Michelle, says, I had serious FOMO listening to your Cheeseheads in Paradise shows. I will not miss next year. When do you announce it? Well, that's a good question.
That is a good question. We're working
on it.
We'll
work on it.
Yeah, we're going to work on it.
Soon, we'll make sure we get it out there for you, but you do not want to miss it. And I have to say, and I know we probably say this every year, but it was the best group ever.
Yeah, we had a great, like, great group of people. We really did.
I love leaving there with new friends.
And then speaking of the jam band, and for those who haven't heard this, you know, Doreen always trying new things, setting new things up, inviting us all to take part. She actually thought, we were at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, that this jam band thing was going to be us sort of like on a green screen and maybe like lip syncing and playing
exactly
air guitar.
What I thought. Mm-hmm.
That's what you thought, playing air guitar, air drums.
Lip syncing, sure.
We show up and at the Hard Rock and they have like legit expensive instruments all around.
Yeah.
They have their own in-house band and then they look at all of us and say, okay, who's going to play what instrument?
Yeah.
Well, Marcus is a guitar player and a bass player. You played bass in college.
Throughout high school and in college.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay. And
my husband played the piano when he was younger, had at least a concept of how to play the guitar. So he ended up on bass.
Marcus playing guitar. Doreen and Dave Coombs ended up singing. So I'm sitting there.
I don't know if I'd call it that.
Well,
but.
So I was like.
We were like alley cats, really.
I was thinking, well, okay, I'll just take pictures and video. And Marcus looks at me and he goes, pick up that guitar over there, you know, electric guitar. And I did. And he said, no, Dave, put the strap over your shoulder so it looks real. So I had no idea what the heck I was doing. So I did. And the song chosen was Sweet Home Alabama. So basically, I just played air guitar with a real guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Made it look good, by the way.
You did. You did not look like you were faking that.
Yeah, the pictures looked good.
Totally fake. I don't think I would have been able to do it had I had an acoustic guitar.
Well, that's true.
That would have been a lot more difficult to fake.
But we had an actual audience, too. Like, there were people in the pool and people surrounding us.
People in the pool, then people started surrounding us. It was crazy. It was really, really
I don't
crazy.
Know if I heard anyone yell Freebird while we were doing that, but...
Well, we were doing Sweet Home Alabama, so that's probably what they were waiting for, was our encore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, no, they weren't.
Jeff Blazy talks about the acoustic guitar. Here it is.
Do you like the acoustic guitar? I love the acoustic guitar. I love it on The Bachelor. Melissa, I love you. I loved you the second I saw you. But 5 minutes later, Amber. That's also used a lot on Intervention, which is another one of my favorite shows. And it's always just like, Jim decided to go to rehab. He took the plane to Denver, Colorado. but after 3 weeks. If you or somebody else needs help. I want to be on that show.